What a fast-moving morning this has been. We have Heidi Russman, is that you? Heidi, I think, who is here from the Pittsburgh Concert Society, and Richard also here. Nice to have both of you here today in the audience. Is Ray here somewhere out there? I can't see you, Ray, but I'm glad you're here. Ray Tang is Ellie's mom, and Ellie Tang is 16 and is about to begin her junior year at North Allegheny, and she was honored through the Pittsburgh Concert Society for cello. She is going to play two selections for us. We'll hear your first, and then we'll talk a little bit in between. Join me now as we welcome live music from Ellie Tank. Thank you. That is Ellie Tang, Variations on a Theme from Moses in Egypt by Paganini. That was absolutely incredible. What are you thinking about as you play that, or what do you feel as you play that?
It's actually a piece of Italian opera, so it's very dramatic. And as I'm thinking, as I'm playing, I'm trying to embody many different characters or have these like really big mood swings from, you know, very loud and boisterous to really soft and, you know, kind of reserved. That's what Italian opera is all about. Yeah.
There are so many moods to that piece as you listen. And I was curious because not only did they seem to be technically different in terms of how they require you to play and really meet the composer's intent, but also just require you to switch back and forth quite a bit. Is this a piece that is common for cellists to tackle? How did you come by choosing this piece to play?
Well, honestly, this piece was originally written for violin, but more cellists come to play it. And if I'm honest, my teacher gave me a choice between this piece and many other technical pieces, but I thought this piece had such a nice melody and intro and such great just emotion to it that I really wanted to choose this piece over all the other ones.
And who is your main instructor right now?
My instructor is Adam Lil. He plays in the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Yeah, he's great.
That's wonderful. And you are a rising junior at North Allegheny High
That's
School.
That's right, yes.
So you'll be starting there this coming fall. And are there others? Well, I know musically you're going to be part of the PMEA orchestra. Is that correct?
Yes, I was in PMA All-State last year, and this coming year I'm going to be in the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra for maybe my fifth year now. I've been in there for quite a while, and I absolutely love playing symphony orchestra, so it's great, yeah.
And are you involved in North Allegheny's orchestra as
Yes,
well?
I am as well.
So you've got a lot to do. What else do you like to do in addition to music?
Well, if I'm honest, music is like my whole life right now. But I also like to read, and I mainly just sometimes I compose music, and other times I also do singing as a hobby. So. But mainly I just practice and listen to various works of composers.
And it sounds like you find it joyful to practice. A lot of musicians do. Or is it sometimes not so joyful?
I mean, it's obviously a mix of both. The pieces get technically difficult. And a lot of challenges that many don't think of arise when you do practice there's things like you need to consider, like tone quality beyond just technique, or the musicality and the thought behind the piece, and it can become very challenging. Although when you do master the piece, it becomes incredibly like joyful and just such very pleasant to play. So I definitely do enjoy doing it. Yeah.
Is there anybody else you would like to thank? We mentioned your instructor from the Pittsburgh Symphony.
Yes. I'd like to thank my parents. Well, my mom's listening right now. And it definitely, I think something that people don't mention a lot is that music takes a lot of support. It's one of the things where you need a good background in order to pursue much further into life. And I'm very grateful that I have that.
Yeah, you need a support system, even if it's for helping you get to where you need to be and helping you schedule.
I'm very lucky to be at least in the Pittsburgh area, because we have a lovely symphony here and great teachers.
Have you thought about what you would like to do after high school?
I have thought about it. I'm actually also into a lot of life science, so I'm either thinking a major in, you know, performance or producing or biology, which is very different, but I love nature and I love learning about those things. So I have thought about that too.
Well, and there's still lots of time, including time, you know, a decade from, I mean, there's always twists and turns a career ends up taking. Did you know you wanted to play the cello from a very young age?
Actually, I was first introduced to piano, and whenever my sister started picking up violin, her husband was a cello player, and I fell in love with like the sound of the cello. I thought I liked it way more than the violin, and you know, like, why should I pursue the same interest as my sister? So I picked it up, and ever since I've been going with it. And
so your older sister played, and you decided to. She was the reason you learned more about the instrument.
Definitely. It was also my parents introducing it to me, and ever since I've just been pursuing it, yeah.
I'm curious, too. The Pittsburgh Concert Society, you can learn more about them at pittsburghconcertsociety.org. After auditioning, it had to be amazing to learn that you were selected as a young artist. How has that helped, that support?
Do you mean like how has the Pittsburgh Concert Society benefited me?
Yeah.
Or how's it? Yeah. It helped like my confidence a lot. I think music requires so much confidence in order to perform in front of others, and of course to be here today. And I think around that time, I was still building my confidence to perform in front of people. And so winning this competition, it like gave me so many opportunities, of course, to be here and to perform on stage. And also, I got to play at the time the Grand Tango, which is one of my favorite pieces by Piazzolla. And and I don't know, it just made me really happy and realize how much I enjoy performing for people, especially, you know, when, you know, they're engaged and they can hopefully remember my performance afterwards.
Yeah, performing as a soloist by way of Pittsburgh Concert Society, talk about developing confidence to be completely alone. You're it, you know, so that, yeah, that's got to be an incredible opportunity and experience to do that. PittsburghConcertSociety.org is how you can learn more about the work that they do. Before playing your next piece, I want to be sure if we won't be able to talk afterwards because it's going to take us up to the end of our segment. Is there anything else you'd like to mention before you play the second piece you brought?
No, but I'd like to thank everyone in this process to allow me to play today for SLB, and I really appreciate what you guys do here for young artists. That's great. Yeah.
Thank you. I do have one other question for you. If you were face-to-face right now with somebody who maybe doesn't understand why having music in schools is important, not just for people as talented as you are, but availability for all students. Do you have a sense of what you might say to convince that person that they might want to reconsider how they feel about that?
Well, I think that music has so many benefits for the long term, whether it means enrichment in the brain and the way you process and attack problem solving and critical thinking, but it also can help kids loosen up and, you know, really maybe dive into their inner selves, because I think that's a sector that many schools lack nowadays. And I think creative processing is something that you need in the future and in every job you tackle. So it's incredibly important that kids at least have some sort of exposure to music. Yeah.
Thank you. That's Ellie Tang. And what piece are you going to play next?
I'm going to play part of Rococo Variations, just the first, second, and third variation by Tchaikovsky.
Here again is Ellie Tang. Thank you. That is Ellie Tagg. Thank you for being with us today, and thank you to the Pittsburgh Concert Society, Antoinette Tuma, and also with us today, Heidi Russman of its board, along with Richard.